I almost forget how to play golf. I almost forget what it's like to have a bit of weather like this. I mean, it's 15.5 degrees, it's 8:20 in the morning, and it's Saturday, and you just couldn't be anywhere better in the whole world on a day like this, this kind of weather in Cork, in Ireland. I'm Paul O'Mahony, driving from his home in Glenmire down to his golf club. Well, I don't own it, but down to the local golf club in Fota Island in Cork. I'm going to play a 9 o'clock tee time with, I don't know who I'm going to play with. I just got my name down. And this is another example of the life of a mediocre golfer. There are lots of other episodes in the past, but there's been a bit of a gap. Again, I seem to make a pig's ear of the summer, to be honest. I seem to play all of my best golf and practice and everything in the autumn. But in the middle of the summer, it seems to be higgledy-piggledy because I was down during the week practicing with my little daughter, 6 years old. That's another story. I've done an audio about that before, but that's the only practice I've done. A little bit of putting practice with her and a tiny bit of chipping practice, and that bit of chipping practice showed me that there's a risk I might, you know, either top the ball or else stub into the ground behind it and not move it forward far enough. Oh dear, I'm passing the Grotto of the Immaculate Conception on my left-hand side. This is a sort of almost like a replica of Lourdes, and on the left-hand side, the Glashnaboy tributary river of the River Lee. We had terrible flooding recently in Glenmire. But look, I better focus on the golf because I feel a bit all over the place. I've been up doing Twitter and Instagram and Google Plus and a social. I've been up being sociable. That's it. Forget all these blooming things. I've been being sociable since I woke up this morning. Chatting with people. Now I'm going to be sociable on a golf course. I'm going to have conversation on a golf course, I hope. And I've taken the anti-inflammatory. Yeah, the knee. If I don't take the anti-inflammatories, the knees are in bits after 15 holes. They do fine for 14 holes, and then you get to the 15th hole and discover you can barely walk. But, you know, celebrating sun before golf. Is sun good for golf? Do people play better golf in the sun? Certainly I think the warmer the air, the further the ball will fly. Cold air is, now I imagine altitude would have a bigger effect than temperature. The thing that I'm missing out on is not having read my guru's book for quite a long time. My golf guru at the moment is the man who won a good number of majors, who's written a book called Unconscious Putting. If you haven't come across it, you know, it could make you a great putter. It really could. He did a lot for Rory McIlroy and other, and Annika Sorensen. Terrific things for her too. Of course, I can't actually remember his name right now, the author of the book, but that doesn't matter. But golf, I don't play enough golf. I don't play often enough. I had an intention to go down to Fota Island last night and sort of practice for 9 holes because there's a competition this morning. You know, and I'm a very competitive person. But I seem to be getting a little bit, losing the edge on the competitiveness. And I seem to be veering over onto golf is a very sociable game. And it's very nice to go out walking with people, mindset. I mean, this is a disaster, isn't it? Or is it? Is it? Yes. One man I was talking with during the week, a business conference, well, conference gathering in a pub called Pub Summit in Cork. John Peavoy, he waxed eloquently about the advantages of going out to talk with people on the golf course and hitting as few shots as possible. Actually, that's it, isn't it? Golf is really a game of conversation in which you hit as few shots as possible. There's conversation inside the golfer. that needs to be minimized as much as possible. But, you know, it's still a conversation about how to keep the amount of traffic through the brain down as much as possible. Empty mind kind of stuff, you know. So that's internal conversations. Then there's conversations between the golfer and the golf course. Oh yeah, that's different from the conversation between the golfer and the golf swing. This is conversation between the golfer and the golf course. Happens all the time. Very good thing. Excellent. Take in the surroundings. See the ducks. See the lie of the land. Notice where the bunkers are. Well, in fact, don't notice where the bunkers are, you see? That's the thing about golf. You need to notice where the rabbits are and where the hares are. And if you got alligators on your course, you need to notice where they are. But you do not need to notice where the water hazards are and the bunkers are. Just don't want to know. You just want to know where the pin is. Put the other things out of your mind. Oh yes, there's the conversation between the golfer and the golf course. And then there's the conversation between the golfer and the person you're playing with. Yeah, we go out and it's a sociable game. And there we have styles of conversation. You know, you have the golfer who goes into the zone on the first tee, doesn't talk to you till the 18th, grunts as he or she writes down your... Actually, I can't speak for women. Everything I say is all male. I have not played enough golf with women. I'd like to play more golf with women. One of the most memorable rounds I ever had in my life was a mixed foursome. By definition, in case you're wondering, that means a man plays with a woman. And that was just a stunning game of golf, and I'll never, ever forget it. It was a, you know, yeah. But, so, back to the women, or the conversation with your golf companions. Yes, the golf companions matter. Some of them are, you know, in the zone, they don't talk to you. Others... Well, in fact, I've yet to come across a golfer who never shuts up and drives me mad because he talks too much. I haven't come across that type. I mean, I admit that they exist. I admit that, you know, in theory, I mean, there is a great essay about walking tours, which I did at school, in which somebody probably like Edison or Addison or wrote in the 19th century about going for a walk with people and the trickiness of it. Well, there must be golf books in which there's a chapter on the dangers of playing with other people, the risks of partners. It's a good one, actually. It's a good one. We could do with more stuff about what happens on the golf course, off the ball. We have too many instructional books, in my opinion. Too many for me to read, anyway. So that's it, folks. This is Photo Island Golf Course on the horizon. It's a wonderful golf course. And in case you're ever tempted to come to it from anywhere in the world, I joke you not, this is a good golf course. All right, it is kept in really good condition. It has the most splendid practice facilities. And, you know, it is a great walk.